USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, said today that special counsel Robert Mueller's team has concluded it can't bring an indictment against the sitting president. Meanwhile, today at the White House, President Donald Trump was hosting a roundtable on sanctuary cities where he invited a bunch of mayors from California. Let's take a listen to a portion of that roundtable.
Part of the problem that we have is our economy is so strong that people are pouring up to get into our economy. They want a piece of our economy, and that makes the job even tougher. But we want to keep, we want people based on merit. We want people to come into our country based on merit. We're not looking to keep them out. We're looking to bring them in.
Final look at your numbers today on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ended up 62 points to close today at 24,768. This is USA Radio News.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Gina Haspel, President Donald Trump's nominee to head the CIA, won the backing of the Senate Intelligence Committee today, paving the way for her expected confirmation to lead the spy agency. The panel voted 10-5 to advise the full Senate to confirm Haspel. Republican Senator John Thune shares his thoughts on the vote.
Clearly, this is somebody who has just tremendous experience and background, skill. She's been involved, of course, in leadership positions at the CIA. She's been in the field. She's widely respected, not only within the agency, but across the world. And I think that it's time we get that important position filled. And it seems to me, at least, that Democrats finally came to the conclusion that blocking her at this critical national security position at a time when there is so much at stake around the world would be a big mistake.
And finally, the Vatican issued some new guidelines on Tuesday, reminding nuns that they're supposed to live separated lives from the world and should not be tweeting or downloading as much news. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty, even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
A broadcast TV network announced the return of a sitcom and the addition of a talk show hosted by a controversial actor. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
It was a surprise mid-season hit for ABC.
They're back.
I'm not afraid of you.
Give it time.
And given the ratings success of the Roseanne revival, the networks decided it won't wait until halfway through next season for the show to give it another one. Roseanne will return this fall to ABC's 2018-19 schedule.
Classics really do hold them.
Also, ABC says Alec Baldwin's landed a primetime Sunday night talk show on the network that will air at 10 p.m. this fall called Sundays with Alec Baldwin. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Seattle City Council approved a tax on large businesses such as Amazon and Starbucks. Now, this is all being done to, in their opinion, fight homelessness. Kristen Tate is author of a new book titled How Do I Tax Thee? She talks about why liberals, in her opinion, are getting it wrong when it comes to taxes.
Liberals always confuse good intention with good policy. And what we're seeing in Seattle is what we've seen in these other liberal bastions like San Francisco and L.A., which is you squeeze out the middle class, the folks who are actually paying taxes, and all you're left with are the super rich who don't care about taxes because they have a ton of money, and the super poor who are living off of the government.
Interesting point, and I guess time will tell who is right on this one. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.